When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Hello, Bo.
Well, it's Wednesday. It's hump day. That means Dukes and Bell are going to be out at a Flowery Branch. We're going to talk to Coach Raw later. Well, last Wednesday, Abe got to go out to Flowery Branch and talk with Coach Raw, with Carl Dukes. I'm sure y'all have heard about this audio. You may even heard the audio. No.
What? Hang on. What is it?
But they got into a conversation, Carl Dukes, Abe, and Coach Raw,
okay,
about status and in what circles or clubs you have high status. Here's how that conversation went.
You don't have status anywhere, credit card or air miles or stuff like that?
No. Everybody has status.
He definitely has status. My status is on Carnival Cruises.
Carnival Cruises?
Yeah, man.
Who would brag about that?
It feels good to me, man.
Who wants to go on a cruise?
What the hell?
Now, hold on.
How the hell did this come on?
A cruise is an outstanding vacation.
Do you remember COVID?
I went on a cruise during COVID.
Of course you did.
And I still had fun. And I still had fun.
What the hell?
All right, now, see, I happen to kind of – I take Abe's back on this one because I love cruises. Cruises are fun to me.
That's not the point.
There's nothing against that. I hate cruises, but my ass will be on one every year because my wife wants to go. I hate them. But how the hell did that conversation come up?
That's a great question.
And maybe Abe can answer that.
Besides, can I just guess? No, never mind. Just tell me, because my guess was going
to
be mean.
He was just a couple moments late into the segment, so we were just killing some time waiting for him to come in, and we were carrying over a conversation from the break. That's how it came to air, and then he walked in and heard us talking about status, and it went from there.
Got it. Now, on to the point of me playing this piece
of audio right now for you, because Abe might have to just find a different way or cruise line to where he has status. Carnival Cruise Line is officially banning the upside-down pineapple from being put outside people's doors.
Really?
This is a real thing. The reason for it,
for people that don't know what that is.
So the upside-down pineapple supposedly means that there's swingers inside the cabin.
Okay.
All right, and if you see an upside-down pineapple, you just knock, and supposedly there's swingers inside. Now, I'm not sure if it means they're ready to swing at that time.
That is one of the few things outside of the drink package that I love doing.
Swinging?
No, I mean, come on,
knocking
dude.
On doors?
Come on, no, looking to see who is one.
Oh,
yeah, looking to see who is one.
You do see him?
Yeah, you see him. Yeah, looking to see who one. No, I don't swing, Andy, because I don't like to share my love and my nudity. Only person that gets to see that is Donna. All right, that's it.
Carnival wants to create a family-friendly family-friendly environment and align itself with a comfortable image for all passengers. Now, here's another kicker. Carnival's also thinking about prohibiting other symbols with secret meanings, such as pink flamingos, unicorns, and garden gnomes.
I don't know anything about
that. Abe, do you have any idea what any of these mean?
Can I tell you, before you tell us what they mean, that We do a theme for my daughter's birthday every year.
Yes, what was it this year?
Three of the four themes have been those.
Yes.
Pink flamingos, unicorns. Well, I guess not garden gnomes, but pink flamingos. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. But
what are they? Are they good?
It doesn't mention what they could mean. It just says that they could mean something and they're going to ban.
This is how I knew about the whole pineapple thing. Do you remember the first party we had at my house? And we had the cake.
Uh-huh.
And remember, we took the picture with the cake everything like that. And I posted the picture of us, right? And that's what people were like, Randy, are you us? I was like, what the hell does that mean? And so I had to look it up because I had a tank top. My tank top had pineapples on it.
Oh, yeah,
and some of them were upside down.
Yep,
and so,
there you go.
Yeah.
It was just a pineapple tank top.
It was just a pineapple tank top. But I had no clue. And somebody in the comments told me.
Okay.
Yeah. Might mean you're a swinger, baby. Yeah.
No.
There you go.
No, but I just walk down the hall.
And you'll see it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you'll see it. Are you
ever tempted just to knock?
No.
Just to see who's in there?
No, man.
Mm-mm. What if they open the door and they like pull you in?
Because that would suck.
Yeah, because you'll see them up on the deck sometimes, and they'll have the paraphernalia on the deck sometimes.
What's the paraphernalia?
Well, anyway.
So I'm not saying.
You got to not bring your pineapple tank top on cruises.
Yes.
No, you can't take it.
Yes, I can't do it.
Got it.
I'm not saying Abe's a swinger. But the last cruise that he went on didn't even leave the boat when they docked. Just saying.
Speaking of... Changed our itinerary. What's the problem here?
I will say this about this whole thing. Back to the Abe audio. One thing Abe's going to be is Abe.
Yep.
At all times.
Damn straight.
And I
love
that.
You for it.
I love that very much. Abe's going to Abe.
Speaking of Abe's conquests, another one's kind of been foiled. Hard Knocks midseason aired for the first episode last night, and here is a conversation between Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, and Joe Burrow.
I told you I bought it.
Did you get it yet, though?
I don't get it for like a year, but I bought it.
That's going to be funny as hell, though. I ain't going to lie. That's going to be hilarious. How about that for a K-bone, bro?
What if I wore it to every game? I just wore the full bat suit, Batmobile every game. If I go crazy on Halloween,
I would be like, yeah, whatever, getting two,
507 touchdowns, yeah. I'd wear it again.
I wear that.
Get out that Batmobile, fart right
in the corner with the cape.
With the cape.
So if you couldn't pick up on the early part of that audio, Joe Burrow purchased one of the Batmobiles that were for sale by Warner Brothers.
Oh, he did?
Oh, he bought one of those?
He bought a Batmobile.
$3 million, right?
So now Abe can't own all 10 Batmobiles.
Dang it.
Well, I mean, Biffy, he got the bread. He got no children.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go get your dad Batmobile.
He is among the group of people that could justify buying a Batmobile.
Yeah. He got no children. Go buy what you want.
He just signed a $250 million contract.
You really got, and you got that bread.
Yep.
Yeah, that ain't going to hurt him.
I do like when I hear people living that life the way that, you know, you like think you would if you were in that situation. Like, if I had a $250 million contract, I'd buy a Batmobile, too.
Yeah.
I think I would.
All of them.
I think I would.
I would buy a Batmobile also. Maybe even two. Definitely not 10.
Well, that's where you and Randy and Abe are different.
I can flip that thing. Give me 4.5 for it.
Yeah, there you go. You buy it for 3, sell it for less than 6 months later.
Give me a 4 for it.
Once somebody sees you with the Batmobile, then all of a sudden they're going to
Yeah, that's just smart.
I thought he was saying he bought, like, the Batman
costume
suit.
He was saying that he bought the Batmobile, but now what he needs to probably do is go ahead and just buy a bat suit.
No, what he needs to do is shave his head so his hair can grow back. Because
the
frosted tips ain't working.
You definitely can't be Batman with frosted tips.
No.
Has there never been one? Ben
Batman
Affleck
with frosted tips?
I don't know. Some of these Batmans. Some of these.
There's
Ben
probably
Affleck,
been a
Ben
Robin
Affleck was Batman
off
one time, I think.
Oh, really? I don't.
George Clooney was Batman.
I've never seen George Clooney's Batman.
Neither
There's probably been a Robin or two with frosted tips.
Definitely,
because his name's Robin.
Robins.
Yeah, Robins are. And I want to call because you had frosted tips. Did you have frosted tips?
I bleached my hair in middle school.
On purpose.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Yeah.
What did,
like a whole soccer team did it.
What did she say?
Who's she?
Your mama.
Oh, she did it. I was like, who is she? Ashley? Was yeah. 11 at the time. My mom did it for me.
Really?
She bought a little kit from Walgreens.
Hey, yo, my,
so, yeah, she bleached my hair.
God, that was so long ago when brothers used to get that brown doo-doo spot in their head. You remember that?
Uh-uh.
You remember that brown, like when you had, how my hair is dark.
Uh-huh.
And, like you would get it like.
Oh, like the Dennis Schroeder?
Yeah, the one little spot? That was the thing, dog. That was the thing. So we did it in class, but we had peroxide.
That's what I was about to ask. Did you have to buy a whole kit just to do one?
No, we did. We put peroxide on our hair. And oh boy, if Angel, that's why I asked your mama did it. If Angel McMichael didn't have a fit on me.
Yeah, no, she.
But you look in tail.
Oh, really?
Yeah, not really.
Mine was very loud. Very, very loud.
You look like Marshall Mathers?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. Now, this was pre Marshall Mathers, so this was not me trying to do that. Just to be clear, because there was a lot of young whites at the time who were doing that, and I wasn't one of them.
I put this hair color in my hair in high school called white white to achieve the same kind of goal. My hair is really dark, though. It turned my hair orange. Apparently, got to do it more than once. I just left it orange.
What's it called, Bo? What's it called?
White white.
White white. What's the name of the color? I was like, oh, that'd be cool to have white hair. Look like the guy off of Lord of the Rings.
Hell no, it'd be cool to have white hair.
How old were you when you did this?
18.
The guy in the Lord of the Rings didn't exist yet.
No, but I mean, that's
you were not inspired by that.
No, that wasn't inspired
by
that.
You just wanted to do it.
Yeah, I did.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.